them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Before we get to today's main topic, Election Day is November 6th, and if you or someone you know needs a ride to the polls, Uber and Lyft are making it easy for people to get there. Uber says it will be working with hashtag VoteTogether and Democracy Works to provide free rides for voters. Lyft is also helping voters get to the polls, partnering with organizations like Vote.org and nonprofit Vote to distribute promo codes for 50% off. And for underserved communities, Lyft will provide free rides to voting locations through nonprofit partnerships with Voto Latino, local Urban League affiliates, and the National Federation of the Blind. Tell everyone you know to vote and help them overcome any barriers they may have to the exercise of their rights. Also a reminder that, to the great dismay of Republicans, Obamacare remains the law of the land, thanks to your calls and visits last year, and registration this year begins November 1st. The federal government is not making much of an effort to tell people about this, but signing up as soon as possible in November is a must for people who need affordable health care and don't get it from their jobs. Now to today's legislative concern. We've talked before about the Bipartisan Disability Inclusion Act, Senate Bill 910, and House Bill 2472. But once the election is behind us, it is likely to get more attention. It supports the right of people with disabilities to receive long-term care services at home rather than in an institution. Advocates say it's more humane and cost-effective when the decision rests with an individual needing care, and constituents are asking congresspeople to co-sponsor it. The DIA would ensure that people with disabilities have a right to live in their communities and receive the appropriate services that enable them to do so. Now, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was voted in 1990, brought America closer to recognizing the rights of the disabled to have a say in their own lives. The ADA prohibits public and private entities, as well as employers, from discriminating against people with disabilities. But the ADA did little to expand opportunities for people with disabilities to live in the community with appropriate supports. Providing services that allow people to live in the community is also the most cost-effective. In 2015, the median yearly cost for nursing home care was $91,250, compared to $45,760 for home health aid services. Support for this bill has come in from the Conservative Heritage Foundation, tentative support from the AARP, and over 400 national and state disability and civil rights organizations. If you have thoughts about the Disability Inclusion Act now being considered in both houses, you can share your concerns with your senators and congressperson. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.